This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, because people love to tell us what's on their mind, and we love them to tell us what's on their mind. Chris Berg is going to be here to tell us what's on his mind. He hosts a program called Point of View that you watch on the TV. I was on Friday. Did you watch? How'd I do? Kelly Schmidt will be here. What's on her mind is an effort in the legislature to eliminate the office she now holds. So we'll talk with her about that and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all of these topics on the program. What's on my mind to start this hour is the fact that Giving Hearts Day is coming upon us. Not too far off, folks. And Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day of the year in North Dakota. Love the day. Really do. And Kathy Kaiser is still here, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House of Charities in Bismarck. We're going to tell you about how you can help them on Giving Hearts Day in just a moment. Walk me through, Kathy, how you connect with people who stay with you when they have a particular need or a loved one that is receiving medical care. Just walk me through the typical experience of someone that connects with the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, generally, a family will arrive at the hospital, and we serve families from outside of Bismarck because, of course, if somebody lived in Bismarck, they'd be able to stay at their own home. But they will come into the hospital for one reason or another, and then a nurse or a social worker or somebody will contact us and give us a referral for the family. We serve pediatric patients, so that is birth through, it actually can go up through 22 if we have a dependent college-age student. That could be a child in a car accident or, you know, a cancer patient or something like that that is still living at home and dependent upon their families. And so, you know, once that referral is made, then they come over and check in, and we do our best to provide comfort and care to them at a very difficult time in their lives.
Amazing. Yeah, and as you said earlier, 25th birthday of the Bismarck Ronald McDonald House coming up in July, and a whole lot of, you know, restful nights of sleep at a very difficult time in people's lives with loved ones in the hospital. So that's great. Now, the Bismarck Mandan Giving Hearts Day Collaborative is kind of a neat deal because all of the charities in the Bismarck Mandan area that are part of the Giving Hearts Day charity are working together. You're helping each other. Is that right?
That's right. We Bismarck was first invited to and participate in Giving Hearts Day about 5 years ago, so I believe this is going to be our sixth year. And we decided that there was definitely strength in numbers, and we came together as a group. This year, I think there are 33 Bismarck Mandan charities that are participating in our group, and we pool our resources. We go up to the Capitol on Giving Hearts Day itself, and we can set up displays up there, but we all work together. Of course, we want people to support our own charities, but it's, you know, this is just a great way to go online and sort of shop and pick out. You can support the Ronald McDonald House in both Bismarck and in Fargo. You can select the Gateway to Science Center here with us in Bismarck. You can go out to Dickinson and Williston. The charities are now statewide, and it's just a great opportunity, and people feel so good about being able to share their donations. And, of course, the most important part is that any gift over $10 or more is matched. The charities that participate have to raise a minimum of a $4,000 match that will go then to match the donations given on Giving Hearts Day.
The goal this year is to double the amount of donors, so you get a friend or two to go matchy-matchy with you. There's actually a hashtag, go matchy-matchy, for Giving Hearts Day 17 that's kind of neat. And one third of the donors on average on Giving Hearts Day are brand new donors. So this is really a good time to get folks to think about it. And I love what the Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, Alex Stern Family Foundation do, because it's not just a day of giving. It's also about helping all of these charities become exceptional charities. So there's a lot of great tools that they get to make sure your dollars go even further. So it's a great way to go. GivingHeartsDay.org to find a charity you love, to love them up, to donate, and to volunteer. And maybe you'll find more than one, including the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Bismarck. Kathy, thanks for telling us about the organization today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. We've been talking about everything from John Lewis and whether Donald Trump should continue to take on critics like John Lewis as president, just like he's done as a candidate and as president-elect. We've been talking about the circus going away because animal rights activists won. Lots of things on your mind today, so love hearing from you. Tell us what's on your mind. Jim in Fargo, you're up.
I had the misfortunate thing of putting 60 Minutes on a few minutes last night, and Obama was on there opining about the lack of bipartisanship, you know, and I don't understand why these reporters, I guess you guys can't, but they should say, all due respect, Mr. President, it was either your way or the highway. Either Republicans caved or you closed down the government or you signed an executive order. He never attempted one billionth of an inch to give any bipartisanship. He didn't care what anybody else did, ever. Ever. I just detest it when people are allowed to spread those kind of lies. It just irritates me.
Yeah, and the double standard, which again comes back to my favorite thing. We asked that at the top of the show. One thing, you had to pick one thing that you're most excited about this change, about what Donald Trump brings to me. It's the fact that the media will not have the standing that it does now. This unholy alliance between the two of them, and you have a very good point where there is that massive double standard. So.
Yeah, there's really not, and he'll stand up to him, and I'm looking forward to it. And there's only four or five more days, and it's going to be one hell of a good party for me that day, I'll tell you.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. To text Todd, you can do that, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Andy texted me a photo. I don't know what you call these, meme or whatever. And I have that up on my Facebook page right now. And you can check that out. It's rather cute because it talks about the fact that the only hacking I saw during the election was Hillary Clinton hacking, right? I mean, she was hacking something fierce much of the election. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Say, there's a real move underfoot during this budget time to start closing section crews on the highway. One at Litchfield, one at Courtney, one up north of here. It's a cost-cutting and saving measure. I hope this doesn't fly because they're barely keeping up now the way things are. This is about safety out here in the country. Maybe it's time we get some of our cash back from the savings account. We're going to have to use this to pay some bills in the near term without cutting services widely. Agree or disagree?
Okay, so first of all, what are you talking about that they're cutting? Did you say section crews?
This is proposed. You know, in so many lane miles, you have a highway shop where there's either two plows and a grader or what have you to keep the highways open out here in rural, okay? State highways, keep them open. Well, these crews are working full tilt right now, and they're proposed to start cutting these next summer as a cost-saving measure. We don't need them anymore. And we'll add this workload to towns like Jamestown or Cooper, and there's barely enough crew to keep the lane miles they have open now. You know, this isn't going to fly if we have several bad winters in a row. I guess we better go back and get some of our fund money, and we're going to have to use that like anybody else would use their savings.
Well, I guess I would you know, my question is, I don't know enough about it to actually render an opinion for you. If the idea is to say, hey, let's take the plows and the manpower, let's put them in one shop, and let's have one shop rather than five, you know, you still do the same amount of work, same amount of manpower, you know, I don't know.
No, that's not how it's going to work. They're going to eliminate these, and the rest can pick up the slack.
I see. All right, so they put more workload on a different...
Apply.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you want to eliminate some crew as a cost-cutting measure. There's only so many hours in a day, and they're doing a good job of keeping up in one of the toughest years ever. But this is on the docket to cut these in the summer, close them, and we'll pick up the slack with the other as a cost-cutting. And I understand we're short of cash. Well, then I guess we better use some of our savings like anybody else would in their own fiscal house. Sometimes you got to dip into savings to make things flow. Right?
Yes, Grant Levi is the head of the Department of Transportation, and I will make an effort to get him on the program and maybe get some folks from the transportation committees that are looking at these ideas. You know, one thing I would caution you, Jeff, I'm not the kind of person that's going to say, we just have to do it the way we've done it, or it's going to be Armageddon. I'm not like that. I think if we're reinventing government, we ought to do it just like you do in the private sector when you say, so much money coming in, only so much money can go out. Let's figure it out. Let's find a way. And I can think of hundreds of times when I've had to do that, when I've said this isn't going to be fun, but let's find a way, and you ultimately end up doing it. So that would be my attitude going in to that conversation, but I'm going to definitely plan on having it. Thanks for calling.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. Call Mark at ND Estate Services 701-318-0908 to set up a free review. Or simply text Mark your declarations page 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, and pass on with Mark 701-318-0908 or go online to ndestateservices.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Getting a savings time. Personally, I haven't talked to anybody that really, really agrees with daylight savings time. This far west on the time zone is nothing but a nuisance for us. Maybe the ranchers do, but I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you just adjust your schedule. People that work on a clock, it's really is miserable. So I suggest, I really recommend that call in and tell the legislatures what you think about it. I hope you don't like it like I do. So anyway, thanks for your time. Everybody have a good day. God bless you.
Same to you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. You decide. Great way to live life. You pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations. Do I want E15? Do I want E85? Do I want unleaded E20? What do I want? You get choice at the pump from the good folks at PetroServe locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. By giving you choice at the pump and the 4 for $4 deal, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Chris Berg joins us next. Point of View with Chris Berg. You can watch every evening, 6:30 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, and 10:30 on West Dakota Fox for our listeners in western North Dakota. And Chris tonight is going to talk about a Minnesota school that actually, believe it or not, was told by the Department of Health in Minnesota, hey, hush-hush on the fact that we have a student with active TB here. Keep that quiet. Don't tell anybody. Don't say anything for too long. You can't make this stuff up. Chris, welcome back. Happy Monday.
Scott, great to be with you, man. Happy Monday to you as well, and thanks for the lead-in. Yeah, this story came out, I think it was like Friday afternoon, but what's shocking is a student or staffer, they haven't said who this person is at this point, but apparently went to go get tested for tuberculosis in September. They say, well, it takes a few months to find out, you know, if this person actually tests positive or not. So in that meantime, they still allow this individual to go into St. Louis Park High School. Then the end of November was confirmed that, yes, this person does have active TB, which, as we know, if you get that, it could be deadly if it's not treated soon enough. Obviously, if you do, then there's no real big issues. But the Minnesota Department of Health told the high school, don't say anything. So it wasn't until January 11th that the superintendent actually sent out a letter letting parents know that, hey, there's been someone in the school. We found out they've got active TB. We are going to offer free tests for your students. I just think that is appalling and absurd, and I'm stunned that they are going to squash parental rights in that fashion.
Do we know if this student is a refugee? There's been a number of cases reported about these refugee students that have been placed around the country that have tuberculosis. Do we know in this case, yes or no?
We do not know at this point. They're keeping that to themselves. One thing I will tell you, and this is according to the CDC, Minnesota has got the highest rate of TB per capita. So to give you an idea here, refugees right now make up about 0.7% of the entire population in Minnesota. Percent of TB cases is 36.9%. So, I mean, I don't know if that's the case. It could be. What I want to find out right now, though, is why in the world this is the public Department of Public Health. To me, keep in mind, this is happening, in, you know, end of September, this person goes in to get tested. What else is happening in September? Well, there's a big election taking place. Also in September, what happened was that refugee in St. Cloud ended up stabbing all those people. So, again, I don't have proof at this point that this thing was kept quiet for political purposes, and that's what I'm going to be digging into. I don't know if I'm going to have that answered by tonight, but we're definitely going to be asking some tough questions to the commissioner at the Minnesota Department of Health, the Hennepin County Department of Health. I mean, I just, as a parent, Scott, both you and I have got kids in school. If I found out that this school, the Department of Health, knew that someone even went in for an active TB test, whether that person comes up positive or not at this point, I want to know at least, hey, there was a possibility this person came in, they got tested, they let them go back in the high school. I don't even know what to say about it. It's so unbelievably negligent.
I'll be chomping on a shoe. Todd, you can hold me accountable, or Manny, whoever wants to. I'll be chomping on a
on a shoe if this isn't, you know, some political motivation in the delay of this. Just, you know, September, oh, we find out November, hey, shh, don't say anything. Smacks to me of we don't need one more story in the news about how, you know, we have refugees coming. And mind you, the whole refugee program and not being, you know, able to say, no, we have enough, no, we can't handle anymore, no, you know, having very little say as a state on how many you get, where they go. This whole thing is definitely in need of, but the Department of Health saying don't say anything to a school, why the school would comply with that, is that to me is the, however this ends up being the reasoning behind the secrecy, that just shouldn't happen.
It's shocking. Yeah. I mean, and again, I don't know, you keep alluding, I don't know if it's a refugee person or not. It doesn't matter at this point. The point is that somehow the Minnesota Department of Health thinks it's a good policy to not tell parents. And even when they found out at the end of December, I mean, excuse me, end of November, they didn't tell parents until early January. Shocking.
Unreal. Hey, only about 90 seconds left. We've been asking listeners today, with Inauguration Week here, to name one thing they're most looking forward to with President Donald Trump. Do you have one on your list?
I do. The one thing that I would invite everyone to watch and then look at and see where it's at 18 months from now, because this will tell you, in my opinion, where the economy's at and what's going to happen in the 2018 elections and 2020 elections. The two metrics to look for are going to be unemployment in Black America and median household income in Black America. If unemployment goes down because more Black Americans are being employed, the Democrat Party could be over as we know it. And if median incomes are up, the Democrat Party could be over as we know it. Two big metrics to focus on. I'll talk more about that tonight as well on Point of View.
Wendy says that he's not Obama or Hillary. Sandy says, repeal and replace everything Obama ever did. Skip says, sanity. Gus says, his desire to overturn the Johnson Amendment. He brings that up a lot, actually. He talks specifically about that issue. He definitely has, I think, a lot of the evangelical leaders that have been right at his side through much of the campaign have really, you know, imparted on him the importance of that and the challenges the Johnson Amendment have brought in the way of protecting religious freedom. So I think that's pretty cool. Brad says, I'm looking forward to a conservative Supreme Court. And he'd better follow through on that one. I know many, many people who didn't really like Trump but voted for him for that one single reason. Well, that was a good single reason to vote for him. For me, it's the media. It is going to be just, they've had a lock on what, you know, they think is, you know, worthy of consideration and discussion and everything else. And they're so on the outs with him. And, you know, that's the whole Twitter thing. He communicates around them, drives them crazy. So I'm going to love to see the media be treated in a very different way. Should be fun. Hey, watch Chris tonight. Hope you watched Friday. We had a great time on the panel debating all kinds of topics that have been heated in the state legislature. So great fun there. But tonight you get to watch and find out more about this Minnesota School and State Health Department. And again, that's Point of View with Chris Berg, 6:30 on KX4, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox in West North Dakota tonight. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Friends at MBI Energy, in addition to being a great place to work, know how to have a great time. And the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off is something they wanted to make sure that you had on your calendar, because it's coming up February 18th. That's a Saturday, Motel 6 in Dickinson. I was there last year. I was one of the taste testers. And prior to that, and almost a year ago, I'd never had gumbo. I didn't even know what gumbo was. I just thought it was some, I don't know, Cajun, you know, seafood fish delicacy of some sort. It's basically soup is what it is. Gumbo, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So, you know, some has sausage in it. Some has, you know, shellfish in it. It has, but I had a great time. But the best part of this is that you buy a ticket for $10. The public taste testing starts at 6:30. So you get to go in and taste all this and you then vote. But all of the proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Then they have live entertainment at 8:30, so it's a lot of fun. You want more information on it, you want to take it in, you want to get a ticket, call Les, 701-290-7061, 7061, MBI Energy, bringing one of the many groups there, bringing you the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off, and it is a great place to work. At MBI, they encourage employee involvement, career development, a healthy work environment, fastest-growing service company in the North Dakota petroleum industry because of their people. They credit their people for all of that. And Facebook page is great, too, MBI Energy Services at Facebook. So check that out. And you can also find a lot of other exciting events there. They've got Bakken Barbecue coming up in June, and the Cook Fest they're part of, and the Fishing Derby, and they keep tabs of all of those things right there. API Gumbo Cook-Off, of course, one we've been talking about as well. So, anyway, check that out. And there's sign-on bonuses now, too, at MBI Energy. So give their recruiters a call for more of the details if you'd like to know more about the jobs. 701-575-8242. That's always the easiest. Just call them. 701-575-8242. All right. In our Legislature Today segment today, on What's on Your Mind, we're going to focus in on the Office of Treasurer in the state of North Dakota. And the Treasurer, Kelly Schmidt, is with us today on the program. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Same to you. First question for you, really unimportant compared to everything we're going to talk about. When you are at your desk, do you stand up? Because there's this photo of you in the Bismarck Tribune a few days ago, talking about this proposal, and it looks like you're standing. I'm intrigued by that. Are you a stand while you work? kind of person?
I typically stand every afternoon. I have a stand-up desk where I can lift it, and I try to stand up in the afternoon. It's much healthier than those of us that have a desk job.
Is this kind of the rage now, the craze? Is this the thing, or what's going on?
I think in longevity, people are starting to address the amount of time we sit on our derrieres.
Yeah, we do in the morning here, you know, while we're doing the show. So I'm thinking in the afternoon, maybe a stand-up desk ought to be the way.
I can tell you where to find a good deal.
Anyway, as I was saying, I'm always looking for a good deal. That was the unimportant question. Now we'll get to the important ones. What do you make of this effort to eliminate your office?
Well, we all know it's not a new conversation. This office was voted on twice by the people to retain in 1984 and in 2000. And I believe it was voted on again in the 2016 election when my opponent brought forward the idea that we should eliminate the office. And that was handedly set aside. And so it seems to be a talking point. I was quite taken back by it coming forward this time because I think we've got a lot of really important business to do.
And we should maybe start there because, first of all, as you say, the voters have had this question before. And under this proposal, the voters would get it again, just so we're clear. This is something that's being proposed, and it's being called bipartisan. So it isn't a Republican or Democrat thing, but it's a number of people suggesting it could be there. You've explained this well before, but for the sake of those that haven't heard it, explain what the treasurer's office does. You're the keeper of the checkbook, essentially, right?
We are the keeper of the checkbook. Every state agency brings their deposits and picks up their checks from our office. And we do the reconciliation, or we balance the checkbook every day with the Bank of North Dakota and with the accounting system. We look for pennies and nickels, and we make sure everything balances correctly. We also distribute dollars to our counties, our cities, and our school districts with very complex distribution formulas. I always go back to the oil and gas formula where you need 5 pages of paper in order to explain how we distribute a dollar. We do that, and we invest money. We invest the general fund dollars in the state bank. Our responsibility is to grow revenue to the general fund while it's the responsibility of the bank to grow profit to the bank. So we do those investments as well as investments in other funds like the post-war trust fund and investing for our agriculture commodity groups, which is done outside of the Bank of North Dakota. Those are just a few things. The analysis that we do for our counties and cities, our political subdivisions, I'll give you a quick example. As we saw revenue shortfalls coming into the state of North Dakota, we saw firsthand what it was going to do to our cities as they started to prepare their 2017 budgets. We saw a huge reduction in state aid and another reduction in highway tax. And so we went to them and said, listen, we need to get together and we need to share with you what's coming down the pike so you can prepare your budgets and be ready for this shortfall. So we work with a whole lot of different entities.
You have how many employees?
When I started in 2005, we had 7, and today we have 7.5.
All right. So in the grand scheme of the state budget, obviously, that is not going to be a lot of, I would assume that's the savings, right? If you don't have your office, you don't have 7 employees. Is that your understanding?
Well, it's not. I don't understand in the sense that there's no plan. So I don't know if they believe that there's an agency that's going to just absorb what we do or if they're going to shift these positions to another state agency and just eliminate the role of the treasurer. I can also share with you that the budget that we put forward this current biennium in this legislative process is $6,300 less than what we put in last biennium because I have unfunded my deputy position, and we have adjusted some things as we always do. Our operating budget is 1% less over the is 1% increase over the course of the last 10 years. We have not grown government. If we want to talk about transformation and we want to talk about efficiencies and accountability, I think we're the poster child for what folks could be looking at.
So your total appropriation for the last biennium was the one that we're currently in until June is $260 million. Which was reduced from the previous budget, obviously through the allotment process. So, you know, in that neighborhood anyway.
Well, Scott, I would, our operating and our salary budget is only 1.6 million of that. The treasurer's office has been used as a flow through for many things. One of them is the property tax fund, where we distribute dollars to our cities and counties as it relates to property tax relief. We are the flow through. So they appropriate those dollars to us, but that is not something that we spend within our budget. So our budget is 72% salaries and 8% operating for a total in a biennium of 1.6 million.
Right. So there's where the savings would be, because you're saying that that larger number is just going to flow through somewhere else if there's not a treasurer's office.
Correct.
So Mike Nathy, the primary sponsor of the resolution, who we are going to be inviting on the program as well, said basically it's not a new idea, agrees with you there, says it's a new and different environment we find ourselves in today with the challenges that we face, also says any little bit of money will make a difference and that you have to start someplace. What about that argument that, true, it's not big bucks, but it's something, and it's something that where you can, he's obviously saying you could survive, those duties would be put elsewhere, it's not a reflection on the people there, but that you could save something. What about that?
Well, my biggest concern in the whole conversation is that we continue to add layers between the people and their money. When you have an elected treasurer, which I might add, we did a poll this last year, and 70% of North Dakotans said, we want to elect the treasurer. 80% of North Dakotans said, we want to retain the treasurer's position. And I have most concern when we start to add layers between the people and their dollars. A national poll was done not that long ago, and it said, who do you believe is the most trustworthy source of information about state financial matters and public funds? 16% said their legislators, 19% said their governors, and 64% said their treasurers. In many cases, we don't have an agenda. Our agenda is to get it right and to follow the process. My agenda has always been the transparency that we bring to the people's checkbook, because this is their money. And I want to make sure that they have a level of resource where they can go and they can learn more about their checkbook and their dollars so that they can hold all of us accountable.
A question for Kelly. Welcome at 800-228-0550, or you can text 701-226-8503 to Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, 701-226-8503. So do you anticipate this is ultimately going to go to the people again?
I don't. I think the people already decided in the 2016 election when my opponent brought this idea forward, and it was handily defeated. They had an opportunity to bring it forward then, and I think, once again, my disappointment is I know the heavy lifting that needs to be done in this legislative session, and I'm disappointed that we're spending our time, our talent, and our resources to address something that's been addressed many times when we've got more important things to look at.
Did I hear correctly that this was a surprise to you, that this was going to be brought up, that you heard about it literally after it had been introduced?
That's true.
That has to be a little disappointing with a Republican, led legislature.
I will tell you, Scott, in my entire professional career, this has been one of the most unprofessional things that I've encountered. But that's how it rolls sometimes.
And why do you why? What's been unprofessional about it?
Well, I just think we have a professional courtesy to one another to talk and to share. We all work for the same people, the people of North Dakota, and I believe they deserve a little bit better than how this was rolled out.
And this isn't necessarily about you keeping your job, right? This is about a belief in this position and what it does for the taxpayers of North Dakota.
This has nothing to do with keeping my job. I am here for 4 years. The people have elected me to be here, and I can tell you I'm going to give them 110% like I have from the day I started. I've spent my entire career trying to give the people of North Dakota something to be proud of.
Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, and arguing in favor of the state treasurer's office. As I mentioned earlier, Mike Nathy is the primary sponsor of this resolution. We're going to have Mike on to talk about this as well. And he, along with, I think, six other Republicans, two Democrats that have sponsored this legislation that ultimately will be part of the deliberations of the state legislature this year. Kelly, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Good to talk to you. All right, we'll take a short break, come back with more on what's on your mind, and we're going to find out what's on the mind of Jim in Fargo. He wants to talk about Hillary's emails. So does John Lewis. How do we know about it? Russia! Therefore, Trump is not legitimate. Oh, my. Jim, you're up next. Others welcome in our remaining segment on What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
High Plains Apache, home of the ET Egg Center, one of our five sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. You know what the ET Egg Center is? It's the go-to place if you need a part, any kind of application part. For any make, any model. Todd sometimes gets this confused when he's looking for a part for his sprayer. He says, I got to go to High Plains Apache and get the part for the Apache sprayer. And I say, Todd, it's not just Apache. It's any make, any model.
Well, except Super Soaker, as it turns out. That was the sticking point.
I love the Super Soaker. Was there any better invention anywhere? I just want weather where a Super Soaker can be used is what I want. Yeah, bring it back. Anyway, the ETX Center has got it. Any make, any model.
Except maybe Super Soaker. You might want to call first on that one.
Yeah, that probably you could go to Kmart for. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. They've got them all. 50,000 parts right there. At High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. 1701 East Side Court across the road from Bonanza. Online at highplainsapache.com where they have the new and the used. Also exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. All right, let's see who has been waiting. Jim and Fargo want to talk about Hillary's emails here. Jim, what's on your mind? You're up on what's on your mind. Telephone number, by the way, last chance to get in here. 800-228-0550. Let her rip. What's on your mind, Jim?
Oh, good morning. I'm kind of confused about this with Hillary and her emails.
Yeah, me too.
They're alleging now that all her private emails were hacked, and it seems to be true. But she also maintains that no classified materials were on the server.
Yeah, the server always gets lost in that. I'm always amazed that we don't. If you're John Lewis and flipping out over Russians hacking, whether they did or whether they didn't, I'd first thing say, gosh, maybe now I can recognize it was a bad idea to have a server. Her own private server. I mean, the lowest level employee in Microsoft would have been literally ushered out of the building for a similar offense. So,
well, exactly. And remember, we're talking about the woman who's probably exceeded in intelligence only by Eve of Adam and Eve. Back in 1978, I guess it was. I don't know how familiar you are with all the anomalies or all the scandals or whatever name you want to apply to it, but Hillary invested $1,000 in cattle futures.
I remember that, yeah.
And it turned, her initial $1,000 investment generated nearly $100,000 when she stopped trading after 10 months.
Yeah, you don't say. That really worked out well for her. That happens all the time. Ask anybody that trades cattle. That's very, very common, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Todd just had it happen last year, so it happens a lot.
Yeah, so I would just like to, I guess, bring up the suggestion that the press and also we as electors and voters should be concerned about the safety of State Department employees, such as in Tripoli or out-of-the-way places such as Benghazi. But then we know that Hillary never had any classified material that went over that server. So I guess my concern for the people at Benghazi is misplaced.
Yes, Jim, I hear you. I have some of the same questions. So I'm reading your mail 100% and appreciate it. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. It really is. It's almost surreal that you're sitting here and seeing this debate. Democrats skipping the inaugural. Because they're concerned that Trump is not the legitimate president. The only thing they can point to is reports of Russian hacking. And again, hacking that allowed for the release of emails that nobody disputes the accuracy of, which had zero impact on the election. Because most of the media ignored it. Trump was the bad guy through the whole thing. But where is a recognition by Democrats when they talk about how horrible this is, how dumb it was to have your server separate, how dumb it was for Podesta and those others to talk about what they were talking about on email? Isn't it just crazy? Emailer says, I listened to your program this morning and heard the call on What's on Your Mind. The fellow stated that they are going to cut road crews that are needed for road safety. They need to consider cutting the $15 million they're using for the Red River Valley Water Supply Project that's being done to avoid a drought like in the dirty 30s. Please. Are they really thinking that far back to find a reason to spend this from the budget? Go ahead and roll up other call, Todd. The short one we have time for at least, don't we? 710 call.
You're going to eliminate departments. Why don't you eliminate that tobacco control thing? There's like $5 or $6 million that Hoban created as a gift to a friend of his. All right. There you want to save money because that's about a useless damn department there. That's all I got to say.
I'm not familiar with the tobacco control department. I know that there is, you know, way too much money going into tobacco cessation and not enough controls on it, and the lawyers win, and so you may be talking about that one. I don't know. I'll ask. Tobacco control department. Another texter, why would you get rid of the department that keeps track of our money? They can't find anywhere else to cut in our government? Come on. Yeah. All right. Thanks for sharing. Ed Schaefer in for me tomorrow. I'll be back Wednesday, then inaugural bound for the big inauguration of Donald Trump. We'll have it for you on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks, and thank you for listening. For our entire crew, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, Manny on the phones, Ravati booking our guests. Scott Hinlon saying so long. Bye-bye.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started
started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.